Combat Stress for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The X Factor says it's heartbroken following the death of One Direction star Liam Payne. The 31-year-old fell from a hotel balcony in Argentina last night. He shot to fame on the talent show. Irish singer Mary Byrne was a contestant on the same season.
And I know this is going to sound very weird when I say I felt like their mother when I was in the house with them. They were very close to me and I was very close to them. And Liam in particular, because he, to me, always gave me the impression he was the one that had his head together.
Ollie Murs and Dermot O'Leary are among other celebrities remembering Liam as someone who brought joy and kindness. He leaves behind a 7-year-old son from his relationship with Girls Aloud star Cheryl. The Defence Secretary has vowed to step up support for Ukraine, saying the UK has an important role to play. Defence counterparts from NATO countries are meeting in Brussels, where they're expected to discuss a so-called victory plan put forward by Volodymyr Zelensky. He's again pushed to join the alliance, which he says will help end the war with Russia. A doctor from Teesside is set to be sentenced later after admitting to trying to kill his mother's partner in Newcastle while wearing a disguise. 53-year-old Thomas Kwan injected his victim with poison after sending him bogus medical letters. A man's died at a gym at the University of East Anglia in what police are calling unexplained circumstances. Emergency services were called to the sports park facility in Norwich just after seven last night. £15 million of government funding is being given to primary schools in England so they can expand their nursery places. The government hopes 3,000 new spaces will be created in the first round of funding. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson says the work won't stop here.
There is much more that we need to do, especially around staffing, and we're working at pace to make sure that we can do everything we can to deliver those commitments. And the nursery places that I'm announcing today will become available from September 2025.
And more than a third of women who are eligible for breast screening in England didn't take up the offer last year. Experts say routine mammograms are crucial for any possible early diagnosis, which can improve cancer outcomes. Cloudy with a few showers lingering in places. Heavier rain on the way later, especially in the west. Highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Penny Smith.
On Magic Classical.
Ah, Pensiero from Verdi's Nabucco. That was the chorus of La Suisse Romande and the Proart Chorus of Lausanne and the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra. October the 17th, on this day, the first ever professional golf tournament was held. Bearing in mind that the modern game was first played in 15th century, the Kingdom of Scotland, you'll be unsurprised to hear that the tournament was also in Scotland.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
course, that Chopin he did write rather pretty tunes. That was the Prelude number 15, The Raindrop. Although, can I just say, London town, it's very sunny. Before that, it was music from The Witcher Season 2 by Joseph Trapanese. The golf tournament then on October the 17th was in 1860 in Prestwick in Ayrshire, won by a chap called Willie Park. Now, do we want a spot of golf history? Yes, we do. Modern game originated in 15th century Scotland, but they say it could have been played in 8th century China because there's a Ming Dynasty scroll, of course there is, showing people from the imperial court swinging a golf club at a small ball trying to sink it into a hole. There's also something going on in Persia. Anyway, James II banned golf in 1457 as an unwelcome distraction to learning archery. I think that's all we need to know about that. I've got slightly distracted from the menu. What have I got for you today on the show? Well, Paula Hawkins is going to be joining the book club to tell us all about her latest novel called The Blue Hour. She's the best-selling author of The Girl on the Train, which got made into a film with Emily Blunt. Her latest book is set in Scotland, not on a golf course. It's set on a remote island, which is mostly cut off because of a tidal causeway. That's happening. That interview is happening in about 8 minutes' time. Our listener in residence is Tony from Bedfordshire. He will share another of his top tunes. That will be in the 12 o'clock hour. I have news, various other news to impart, but I'll leave that after a flashy tune from Chrysler, who was a mate of Rachmaninoff. Genres written by Chrysler. Mentioned earlier on, after hearing the Doctor Who music from Murray Gold, I said that you can date people from who was their doctor from Doctor Who and also who were the presenters on Blue Peter. So Tim says, my earliest memories are Blue Peter with John Noakes, Valerie Singleton and Peter Purvis. And my first doctor was John Pertwee. I guess that makes me quite old. No, not quite old. Slightly older than others. My wife's father, says Tim, was a sound engineer on Blue Peter, and she and her sister once spotted his cardigan poking over the top of the Blue Peter sofa as he crawled on the floor trying to fix a problem. Such a fame. Tim, you're right. I would have been so thrilled. Yeah. Bill Moser. Yep, for Doctor Who, Leela, and for Blue Peter, Petra. Petra. I was actually talking about presenters, but yes, Petra the dog. Forgotten all the names of the other dogs. How appalling. Fred and Frieda was the tortoise, as we found out yesterday. Book Club is on the way.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke every day. Hear inspiring stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Kerridge Gastro Pub range is taking years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastro Pub dine-in. For your dessert, give my super indulgent molten cookie dough a go, oozing with dark and white Belgian chocolate with a touch of sea salt. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from £5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price date in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
You all right, guys?
I need the...
Kitchen!
The office!
The lounge!
The living room for a meeting!
For my spin class!
For my live stream!
For my game!
I need it to watch the footy!
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys!
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up! Let's go, team!
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding, and on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO, because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots. With you. For life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply. Subject to availability.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car Event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat. Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
And that was the third movement of Schubert's Third Symphony. The time is 11:27 and my guest in the book club today is the best-selling author of The Girl on the Train, Paula Hawkins. Her latest novel is called The Blue Hour and it's out now. Paula, welcome to Magic Classical. This is set on an island in Scotland, it's tidal, so you can only get across to it a few times a day and there's only one house. Why is it called the Blue Hour?
So the Blue Hour is that time of day when the sun has set, but there is still this kind of blue light in the sky. It's a time at which it might be quite easy to misperceive things, to mistake one thing for another. As one of the characters said, to mistake a wolf for a dog. So an enemy for a friend, perhaps. And there are a few key things that happen around that time of day. And it's a book about an artist and perception. So it just seemed like a kind of title that fit really well for a lot of the themes.
Yeah, multi-layered. Vanessa Chapman is, as you say, an artist, a reclusive artist. She's also a sculptor and a potter. And then there is a small bone in a sculpture which is revealed to be human.
Yes, after Vanessa has died, that's not a spoiler, she's dead when the book opens, it emerges that one of the sculptures she made, well, somebody notices that the bone is not a deer bone, which is what she says it was. It's actually a human rib. And this is obviously a bit of a shock to the people who own the piece, who now find themselves displaying human remains. So the curator of the museum that owns it has to try and sort of play detective, and he goes back to the island where Vanessa used to live. He meets Vanessa's very dear friend, carer, companion, sometimes sparring partner, this woman called Grace. And together they form a kind of uneasy alliance as they sort of dig into the past and try and sort of figure out where the bodies are buried, so to speak.
Yeah. Also, there is almost another character in this, which is the weather, because there's a lot of weather happening on this island. There is one line that just stuck in my head: outside, the sky empties itself into the sea. And that's one of the gentler moments.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is the west coast of Scotland, so there is weather. And I wanted the weather to feel like a character. So there is this tidal island. You're constantly aware of the movement of the sea, of the colour of the sky. I mean, anyone who's spent time at the coast, it's one of the things that's so amazing that every time you look at the view, it looks different. Also, you know, there's a danger to it if you're in a place like that. And those dangers, they partly shape the characters, I think. They make the people a bit who they are. People who've lived there for a long time are sort of kind of in tune with the island to some degree.
The Girl on the Train ended up as, 23 million copies worldwide and counting, 50 languages, film starring Emily Blunt. How much did you get involved with the film?
I didn't get involved with the Girl on the Train. The rights were sold really early before the book was published. I was trying desperately to write another novel. I've never written for screen, so it would have been a crazy thing to take on. And I think I just decided you hand it over to someone else. It's their interpretation. And, you know, I went to the set and met the actors, and I went to the premiere. And so I did all the fun things and none of the work.
When you watched it as a film, were there things in it that you thought, I don't recall that being in the book?
Obviously, there are definitely changes, most notably the location. But I think what was really interesting about it was a scene where the character of Rachel, played by Emily, takes the baby. She takes somebody else's baby and she takes it outside. And it's a terrifying moment in the book, and it's really kind of creepy in the book. But there was a real tenderness about the way Emily Blunt did it. She really managed to convey this woman who was so desperate to hold an infant because she's a woman who can't. And it actually brought something quite fresh to it, to the scene, which was really interesting.
Fascinating. Paula, thank you so much for joining us on Magic Classical. Your latest novel, The Blue Hour, is out now. Before we let you go, we asked you to choose a piece of music. Why have you asked for Arvo Pärt's Cantus in Memoriam Benjamin Britten?
This is a piece that is new to me, although it's definitely not new. It was written in the 1970s. And I'm by no means a musical aficionado. I'm a bit of a Philistine. My partner, however, listens to loads of things, a lot of which I really don't like, but he played this not that long ago and I thought it was beautiful and kind of melancholic, and it has this like gorgeous simplicity to it. So I just thought it's a beautiful piece. I can imagine writing to this piece.
That beautiful music by Arvo Pärt, Cantus in Memoriam, Benjamin Britten, played by the English Chamber Orchestra. And thanks again to Paula for joining the Magic Classical Book Club. Next Thursday, it will be C.J. Cook in the chair, the author of October's indie book of the month called A Haunting in the Arctic. It's got a shipwreck. It's got some modern day would-be Indiana Jones type people and ancient myths. Weird creaky noises and freezing cold, ferocious weather. That is next Thursday. Closer to home, trumpet music. That's next.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can impact anyone, any age. Hear real stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Record again.
The kitchen.
Gotta come here again.
DJ like a pro with our top-of-the-line Bose speakers. There's more to Argos. Argos.co.uk and in stores subject to availability.
Your home isn't just your home. It's serious sofa time.
What did he say there? I missed it.
Your sold-out arena show.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's where you work, your own way.
I think you're on mute.
It's where memories are made. That's why your home deserves Co-op home insurance. With discounts for being a Co-op member, the next time you need home insurance, we've got you covered. Literally. Get a quote today. Just search Co-op home insurance. Co-op home insurance is provided by a select panel of insurers.
Introducing Instagram teen accounts with new built-in protections. Accounts are private by default, helping to protect teenagers from unwanted contact. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help ensure what they see is age-appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram teen accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa-quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toastie from £5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply, subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
What makes you feel good?
A hot cup of tea.
The smell of freshly cut grass.
Switching my home insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And there's no extra cost for paying monthly.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Home insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat. Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
I hope you'll excuse me for just a moment so I can tell you what I've got in store for lunch this Saturday. I've got something dreamy for the live music guide and another piece that I think is an absolute essential. So join me, Ayana Witter-Johnson, from midday, or you can catch up anytime over on the Rayo app. Let's get back to the music.
Thank you.
What an awfully pretty piece. That was Joe Hisaishi's birthday. Well, it wasn't his actual birthday, that was the piece. It's called Birthday. And it was Joe Hisaishi on the piano and conducting the Hiroyuki Koiki strings. And before that, it was a bit of Haydn's trumpet concerto. Had a lovely email in about, it's from Gerald, talking about the Doctor Who conversation, which is that you can date somebody from the Doctor Who that they had. I've enjoyed many of the music scores of Doctor Who over the years, says Gerald. Talking about feeling old, I remember seeing the very first Doctor Who show on the 23rd of November 1963 in black and white and wobbly scenery with the first Doctor, William Hartnell. Oh, yeah. Now, if you would like to hear music from your favourite TV show, I don't know, Black Beauty, Robinson Crusoe, Tales of the Riverbank, is that you? Jack and Nori? Something like that. Then you will be needing Darren Reddick every Sunday at 7 p.m. playing your requests. You can take 61054, start with the word classical, email classicalrequests@magic.co.uk or leave a voice note. That's the WhatsApp, 07593 139 729. The Dance of the Reed Flutes from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet. Very much a Christmas staple, the Nutcracker. And I noticed that although we are only halfway through the month of October, you can already buy Christmas cards. Have we lost control of the seasons? Discuss. Showing your workings out in the margins. I've got a total banger from Handel coming up after your news update.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can leave survivors unable to move, speak, see, and swallow. Learn more about stroke support at magic.co.uk.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even call your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards any leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone, the nation's network.
Credit of up to £100 to cover leaving fees. Visit vodafone.co.uk/broadband to find out about the switch process and for terms.
When a heart stops, every minute matters. I'm Tom Lockyer. And my heart stopped when I was playing a Premier League football match in 2023. My team's medics were on hand to perform CPR. They saved my life that day. In the UK, fewer than 1 in 10 people survive an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. But you can help change those odds. Learn CPR for free in just 15 minutes. Search Reviver.
Skybet, in partnership with the British Heart Foundation. 18+, begambleaware.org.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat? Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From Heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
At Laithwaite, we go to great lengths to bring you great wine. We go far and wide. Searching high, and we mean really high, and low. And we mean stored deep underground in a cave low. Off the shelf? We don't go there. Off the beaten track, we certainly go there. And the best bit is, we even come to you. Order now at laithwaites.co.uk. Laithwaites. We stop at nothing to bring you great wine.
This Friday.
Hello, I am Ross.
Don't miss The Wild Robot.
Where are you from?
I do not know.
Critics are saying movies just don't get better than this.
You need to learn how to survive on this island.
Activating learning mode.
From the filmmakers who brought you How to Train Your Dragon.
You are ordered to return home.
Are those your parents?
Negative.
It's incredibly funny, uplifting, and a stunning cinematic experience.
I want to become more than I was programmed to be.
The Wild Robot in cinemas Friday. Book tickets now.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this lunchtime. The team behind The X Factor says Liam Payne will leave a lasting legacy on the music industry following his death at the age of 31. The One Direction singer fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. Fleur East was also a contestant on the show. She says he was always lovely, especially in interviews.
He was just so humble about his achievements. I remember we spoke to him just after Strip That Down had come out and, you know, celebrating the success of that single. And he was just like, yeah, I can't actually believe that I've done this. Like, it's hard to believe that that's me.
Liam, who was from Wolverhampton, leaves behind his 7-year-old son, Bear. We've been speaking to people in his home city this lunchtime.
We used to do the One Direction songs in primary school. So then it hit different when he died. So I won't even laugh.
I just hope the family can, and his friends can all grieve in private, because he was a young lad.
Everyone's just in awe at the fact that he's passed away. Sad.
In other news, the Defence Secretary has made more commitments to European security at a meeting of NATO officials. John Healey says thousands of troops will be put on standby to deploy to Estonia to tackle Russian aggression. A 13-year-old girl has become the latest person charged in connection to this summer's riots. The teenager from Anfield is accused of carrying out violent disorder and the theft in Walton in August as protests broke out following the Southport stabbings. She's the 93rd person charged as part of the investigation across the UK. Police are continuing continuing to investigate the death of a man at the University of East Anglia. Officers were called to the Sports Park gym in Norwich last night. Phase one of the government's plan to deliver thousands more nursery places comes into effect today. The scheme will see £15 million made available to expand 300 primary schools across England. More than 300,000 children are now accessing 15 hours of funded childcare a week, which will increase to 30 hours next year. And it seems even astronauts like to look good. Prada have designed the space suits that will be used by NASA for the next moon mission. They say it bridges the gap between functionality and style. Cloudy with a few showers lingering in places. Heavier rain on the way later, especially in the west. Highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White. Magic Clap.